This is CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Craig O6, and you're tuned into Urban Culture Drive Takes Over, Kalman, only every other random day. And I'm not alone. I'm chilling with my favorite girl and my sexy mister. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fab. We missed you yesterday.
I know. I had work.
The fans almost shut down our socials.
Because I wasn't available.
Asking, where's Craig O'Sexy? Like, we're not trying to hear y'all.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much for joining us today in studio.
Also, the weekend was a bit tough. Job, how are you doing?
Minang grand, yeah? I have no complaints. I just, like Candace was saying, yesterday it was fun. But you were missed.
I like the fact that you Steve Biko'd it up, like Gigrant, you know, after our accents.
Yeah.
Like you just had to Steve Biko it up.
I can't read my what you call my language for anything.
Absolutely. But the Queen's language doesn't do justice sometimes.
Because come to drug it retires.
It retires.
Yes.
Sometimes then, it retires at 8 AM.
Not that
PM.
That time you have a meeting and you must impress people.
I know. But like one of my worst experiences was being interviewed by 12 white professors at the University of South Africa for an interview junior lecture.
Yeah.
The interview lasted for a good 4 minutes and I thought I had fucked it up. The first thing I said was like, guys, I'm quite nervous. Do you have like a glass of vodka? Because I mean, I was 22, you know?
How?
And my lips were immediately dry. But the funny thing is they cracked up. Like, they literally cracked up half of the interview. They're like, Wena, you're not serious. I'm like, I know. But guys, it's tough. I need a job.
Oh, shit.
And I got the job, actually.
There we go.
Did you?
I got the job.
You know what? Being yourself is the best way to go about these things.
I low-key think it was a BE position.
You were there on a quota system.
Do you know what I mean?
They were doing outreach. Possibly.
It was one of those
doing
things.
Doing outreach.
Giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
After all, the CSI. Other university of the country.
Exactly. And I think one of the most, I mean, talking about the whole BE Black Excellence, I'm just pushing Wakanda in here. I mean, I attended one of the most interesting soirees this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was this 25-year-old, his name is Lebo Molex. He's in DJing, he's a geologist, he just got his master's in geology, doing the most. Mm-hmm. Fourth degree, crazy as fuck. But what he did was to invite handpicked people from social media, those who are obviously influencers, different degrees, and he put us together at one of these amazing golf estates. And we had to come in that, you know, academic regalia, like, you know what, we wear in graduation.
It was amazing,
and I had to MC that gig. It was amazing, you know, and I thought to myself, guys, Black people are doing it. And one of the biggest thing that I got from there was, just because you're educated, the problem with educated people is that they start to look down on their peers.
Yes,
mm-hmm. People that are not educated, those who started, you know, a degree that is seen as less commercially viable compared to others, you know. And the whole thing was so motivational. It was so inspiring to see different people, different kinds of Black people.
But were they all educated or was
every
it a mix?
Every single one. Mm-hmm. Educated, different kinds of degrees. Mm. I mean, there was this guy who had a master's degree in arts and was doing the most interesting thing in linguistics. So what he's trying to do now is start an app that is like, you know, the emojis that we use.
Yeah.
So he's trying to
give them a voice.
No. Come up with a financial literacy emojis. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know how we have like typical social emojis, like there's a laugh. He's trying to create emojis for different countries that do not necessarily understand English, but would immediately get it when you put it. I mean,
amazing.
Guys, it's stunning.
No, that's some dope stuff.
And how was your weekend? I know it was boring as fuck, but tell.
Yeah, after that,
exactly what you said.
Are you lying, guys?
There's nothing.
I was moving this weekend, like I said. So it wasn't like the most
Oh yeah.
Over her thing. So I was just moving.
I think moving is one of the most, I hate moving, but when you're in
the new place, it's exciting.
But he's going back home, so yeah. It's like,
it's pretty much just what you've known.
It's an adjustment though. Yes. Because yeah. I spent the weekend there's like yeah, no, freedom was
nice. Yes,
it was nice.
Yes,
it's quite an adjustment. Not that I don't have freedom at home, I still do, but
it's different
because it's not the context of my own space anymore.
You can't walk around naked, you know.
You can't just smash
absolutely
anyone and everyone, you know? Get lit and change.
It's a problem,
is it?
But it's a good adjustment. I feel like I need it. I need the move.
Please do,
to recalibrate and
I, you know, there's one time where I thought, you know, actually I just want to, and I think I spoke to you guys about that. I just want to sell everything, you know, move to my mom's place, because my mom now stays in Pretoria. And, you know, just to become a full-time PhD student and focusing on radio and other businesses and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's a fear.
It's a catch-22. But
it's also, it's a catch-22, because I mean, like, guys, I've been an academic for 10 years, but now I feel stagnant. You know when you feel I've hit, there's nothing else I
there's
can do.
There's a plateau
I can,
now.
I can study further, what, but I'll still be doing the same shindig.
Yeah.
Which I think I've overdone. You know what I mean?
10 years is more than enough.
It's more than enough,
for you
guys
to know what it's okay.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
You know what I mean? So I think the fact that you're moving home kind of made me think about that. You know, the readjustment, you quitting your job. And, you know, me and Candace had to talk, had this talk about how many different kinds of jobs she's been at.
Mm.
And I realized she was just going through the process of discovering who she was.
Yes.
And it was just,
it was funny, but it was fabulous. You know?
Yeah.
It was funny, but it was like, but this girl, though, she's not about this life of depression. Eh? Like,
not,
some people be like, no, I don't know what's wrong. She's like,
guys, can I tell you, I've been at like a job for a day, and then I was like, ah, not doing it.
It's a wrap.
I was like, nah.
But that's the most beautiful thing about having options, right?
Yeah. It's not about, I never had option. It wasn't an option. It was a, I'm gonna die of depression. Exactly what Craig said.
Yeah.
I'll probably die and just hate my life and everyone in it. Or I'm just going to take a risk and try to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And I always manage to fucking survive somehow.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a friend of mine who left.
And also, I don't want to glamorize it. It's very, very
it's
hard.
Very tough.
Like, you go through the most.
Mm.
And you also tend to lose yourself in the process, because I could only need to survive.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And so it becomes,
you know what I mean? There's a friend of mine who did the same thing, but some people are able to do that without any trouble. Like, he left his corporate job in IT, and then what happened to him is that he started his own consulting business. But his father was like, he's like a dean of some university. He's already had the like strong financial backup. He's already had capital. He's saved up enough. So it's easier for some people to sort of adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of me as well. I mean, I've been working for 10 years, so I have saved up quite a bit. But for some people, it's not that easy. You know what I mean?
I guess it's part of like you knowing who you are and what you want and what makes you work.
I'm so excited about the long weekend, guys. Can I just
What's happening?
I think, you know, I might get laid, who knows.
Hey, and that's always good.
That's always a good thing. But other than that, I think I want to first, you know, there's a thing about me that I do during, like, before I do anything hectic, I clean up and I make a lovely meal and then I drink wine. And then I just,
I'm pre,
you understand? So I've got a few things to attend. One at my friend's place. So maybe I might see you. I might go to Social Ngube. I might see you. We want to go out on Saturday as well. So I don't know. It's like that kind of thing. It's already planned, you know?
Yeah.
I always say that my weekends are full by Tuesday.
Wow.
It's a problem.
Wow.
By Tuesday, it's already
you already know the agenda.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's, but also the problem with that is that you get too caught up in this social events that you forget the aspect of planning for your life. You forget to, you know, look into that PhD proposal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get lost in
it.
You get lost in it.
And that's the thing. But you guys are in that industry.
But some of us thrive off
that.
The chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's order and chaos.
Yes.
Organized disorder.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because sometimes you really do need to let loose and just go with the flow.
Absolutely.
And see where it takes you.
Yeah.
Because you can't always be like stringent, rigid, and you know, focused. That's how you lose yourself.
Yeah, no. But I don't know. There's something about when you're like focused. Let's say you just block out 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you come out,
the amount of shit that you get done. It's
you
not
know
there.
What I mean? And I think we just, I think I've slacked on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been party after
party
people
party,
after
party.
People. and, you know, meeting different kinds of people, going on different kinds of shindigs. And it's like, okay, guys, let's not forget, there's the ultimate goal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And, you know, being 30 as well just gets you that thing to say, ah, but hey, you're losing focus now.
But
you know?
Also, Craig, you're pretty accomplished in your own right. So obviously you don't want to lose sight of your goals, but like, have fun, enjoy. Don't feel bad for having fun.
No. Obviously, yeah. Guys, you're womanized.
It's nice. The champagne, darling.
I never pay for these things, by the way. Hashtag.
Exactly. Even better. Even better.
Because another thing in this soiree is that you attend, yeah, they could also help put future plans and goals.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. While you're having fun.
I could low-key score a client while drinking. Saying,
and a good old smash.
And you know what I mean?
While having fun.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So it really isn't a train smash. So today I decided to become creative.
Okay.
I've got, I guess, getting a game, mm-hmm, or
yeah,
a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? Mm-hmm. About, okay, I'm going to give you guys 3 interesting facts,
mm-hmm,
each about certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
Then from those 3 facts, you must tell me which one is right.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, you must tell me which one is right.
Okay, go for it. Are you going to do it now?
I'm going to do it now after... What am I doing? This.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seko Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig O6. Urban Culture Drive.
Righty then. Let's give it a shot. So, the first category,
yeah, bo,
for this thing is fun facts about SA.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So, I'm going to give you 3. And of those 3, each of you will tell me which one is right.
Okay.
All right. The first one about South Africa. Mopani worms.
Yes.
Are actually not worms, but a caterpillar.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Second one, there is a boot house. A house built in the shape of a boot,
mm-hmm,
in Mpumalanga, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longest strip of wine. Okay, as Western Cape, mm-hmm, has the longest strip road line, mm-hmm, 850 kilometers worth of 800 kilometers worth of
wineyards.
Okay.
Yes.
So of the 3. Mopani worms are not worms.
I'll go first.
Caterpillar. Yeah.
Which winelands, longest strip.
I'd go
so
for the
you're saying that one is true?
Yes.
Okay. I'd go for the wine. The Mopani worms
are not worms.
They're not really caterpillars.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're right.
Okay.
You are nearly right, but yes, it does have the longest strip. It's not 800, it's 850 kilometers.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. 850
kilometers of winelands.
Can I sleep with a Zeddy? Like, it's time to Zeddy it up. That's stunning.
In the world.
Okay, interesting. Thank you so much for that.
Second category.
Yeah.
The weed, the MJ, the marijuana.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, first one. Marijuana, the leaves made barley, mm-hmm, that makes
beer.
Alcohol, beer,
mm-hmm,
and marijuana, mm-hmm, are from the same plant family.
Yeah.
Okay. Ne?
You must tell me which one is
you
is,
think,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Cancer and marijuana. So marijuana has discovered that it can slow down cancer from growing.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one. The first thing to ever be bought on online trading,
mm-hmm,
was marijuana.
This one's a tough one because they're all pretty similar.
Yeah,
and
I'm also not a stoner.
Yeah.
And even also, if I was, I wouldn't go research on it.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Off the top, yeah, go you.
I'd go for the first one. I'd see that the other one sounds kind of true.
And myself, I'd go for the second one with the cancer shandy.
So you're saying that's true?
Yes.
You're saying the first one is true?
Sounds true.
You are both right.
Is it?
Oh.
Okay, but I must say that people that go through chemotherapy, they throw up a lot.
Yeah.
So when you give them weed, it gives them the munchies. So, you know.
That's and besides, it also numbs down the pain and slows down the process. Mm. So it's been proven that it helps. Which is a fun fact because Ziggy's caused the cancer. But
so you might as well weed it up once you catch the cancer.
Yeah.
Guys.
And then third category.
Yeah.
It's about women's sexuality.
Okay.
Let's see how well you know yourself.
My forte.
Mm. Vaginal orgasms is really an internal clitoris orgasm.
Okay. Mm?
That's the first one.
Okay.
That one is too obvious. Female sexuality is much more fluid.
Okay. 100%.
And then the last one, penis size doesn't always matter.
I would say all are true.
I would say the second one sounds very true. The fact that women are more fluid when it comes to being
absolutely
with,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying all are three true, and you are saying
number two. Women are 100% bisexual.
Yeah, they are bisexual. But Kenneth is right, all three.
Can I
last
just say
one.
Okay, cool. Okay. Go ahead.
Say.
Now I was gonna tell you guys a story about go on.
No, see.
Okay, so I once slept with a guy with a really small penis.
Mm.
But you still gay?
No, I didn't. it was the worst experience of my life.
Oh, wow.
You know when you're like, are you inside me?
Yes.
You know, like, well, put it in.
Sure, a whole waste of saving. A whole waste of shaving cream.
And you know what my
makeup
issue is? This was the nicest guy ever. Like, I'd want to marry this guy because he's such a sweetie. Great guy. But like, wow.
Yeah.
But then you
it
agree.
Was a widdle thing.
But you agree that penis size doesn't matter.
It
so
doesn't, but we need girth at least.
Okay.
You know, at the very least, can we just have some
can
girth?
Can I feel some interest?
Yes.
Okay, last category, dolphins. Mm. There are 43 recognized species of dolphins. Images of dolphins have been found carved in the desert city of Perth.
That's weird. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's super weird.
Just a tablespoon of water in dolphin's lungs could drown it.
Is it? Okay.
I would Which say one? The first one is factual. That's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I really, guys, dolphins. The only dolphin I know is the BMW car.
Exactly.
Which one do you think is true, Baba?
I'd go for the first one.
Which is the 43 species.
Yeah.
So actually all three of them are true.
No freaking way.
So a teaspoon of water.
Why?
Would drown it.
That's interesting.
Jeez. So,
yeah. I don't know. I thought of trying that thing
thank
out.
Thank you. That was so much fun. And yeah, you know what we've learned?
About, yeah.
Yes. Very learned informative. Something different.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
That was just like, okay.
Dolphins.
Get the dolphin one. But by action. That's the only dolphin.
And what was that dolphin movie?
Huh?
Free Willy.
Yes, Free
yeah,
Willy.
Free Willy.
Yeah, let me not expose my age. Candy Candace, you're with us right after this.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Because we take it.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? As Sunlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old podcast is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. Featuring the voices of Nampita Mpumlwana and Tapelo Mokoena, it's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen more or find out more on CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah. Grego.
Yes, Papi.
What else can you tell us about something else.
Oh,
what
okay.
else can you tell us about this guy? I think I'd like to have him on the show.
Lebo Molex. Lebo G Molex is an absolutely sophisticated diva and highly motivated individual. He does radio gigs. He's well studied. I mean, he's got about 4 degrees now. And he's only 25. He's from Bloom. You know what I mean? He sometimes dances in hills and he gets over.
Hills means like dress up like drag.
He'll dance. He'll just dance in heels. He'll put loud music in his Audi, always red, you know, for dramatic effect, and he'll dance in the highest heels. And you know, I think that's just someone that's very diverse to say I am who I am.
Yeah.
But I'm also learned. I'm also structured. From a very tough background. He's the first person in his entire family to not just get a degree, not just get two honors, but to make a whole master's situation of it.
Wow.
Very friendly, very lovely, beautiful soul. I thought what he did during this thing that I attended, picking different kinds of people that, you know, we don't really know each other, but it's social media. Just to give you that inch, that pinch of how the black lives are actually excellent, black people are actually beautiful. I think at the current moment, he's working in different parts of Gauteng, and he is also doing DJing and presenting, and you know, it's a whole combination.
He's a complete vibe.
He's a complete, and on top of that, he's good looking. Like what
I mean,
we do.
You like
what else
built,
you need?
I think he's not necessarily like too. Built. He is a vibe. He's a vibe. You know what I mean? He's a vibe. He's stunning. He's you know what I mean? And if you're curious about this guy, just follow him on
Let's
Instagram.
Get him on the show.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Work it out.
That's so easy.
Work it out.
You know what I mean? And I just wonder how many other gay people are like that, but are not showing us their true colors, you know?
like that how? Like, excellent or just free?
Because remember, the moment that, like, you become educated or something, there's a certain element of I need to behave a certain way. If I have a degree in engineering, I cannot be wretched.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's both wretch and fat. Yeah. You know, it's scary.
But I think Zomizi paved the way for a lot of people or the community.
But he doesn't have that education.
Yeah, that but he has like the clout of like corporate. I would get and compare education to corporate, right? So he has the corporate feel and he can still be wretch. So he can be in a suit and kill it. And be himself and kill it.
I suppose when you look at it from that point of view, but you do understand what I mean when I say when you like, for me, I got a lot of slack for my social media, the whole modeling of underwear, but yet I'm a lecturer. You know what I mean? Because people expect you to be one dimensional. Yeah. They want you to be figured out.
Yeah.
Candice is like this.
Yeah.
She studied admin or whatever, and
so she must conform.
Look at you. You know what I mean? Look at Les. It's like, no, I'm not about this life. You know.
Freedom exists in freedom.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We were talking earlier on about the issue of, I don't want to touch into it as yet, but might as well. Kensani.
Yes.
Kensani, a whole Shangaan girl. Like a whole Shangaan girl.
Yeah. Quite intense. This story is multifaceted in a sense where there's so many elements to the story, but at the core of it is depression. We know that. So essentially the news breaks about this Kensani Maseko, leading up to her suicide, she had sort of posted cryptic, you know, notes on Instagram. The one says, ones are like an EKG.
The pulse.
Yeah, pulse thingy. And then the other one was dates born. And I think it's the bravest thing in the world to do. Is people say it's a cowardice act. But I think you need proper balls to decide, you know what, today.
It's a wrap.
I am wrapping this shit up. And you know what? For dramatic effect, and this is how I speak, I'm not taking away from the sadness of it. I'm somewhat posting on IG. So y'all gonna know what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, Kensani. But a tragic, tragic story. And so the story goes that she was allegedly, because we don't have all the facts, raped by her boyfriend at the time that she was dating in May. And then subsequently took her life this month.
So
tragic, tragic tale.
Yeah.
So there's a number of things to this issue, right?
Many elements. Many.
And I was sitting and thinking about it yesterday. So there's dating that's involved. There's abuse in dating. And last week, women were saying, what? My body, not your crime scene.
Yes.
you know, there's an element of you being successful. You get what I'm saying? Having it all figured out as an individual. And encompassing all of that, there's depression. So it's, look, this girl, I went through her social media page, Kensani. She was SRC. Like the thing she posted, it was, she was in Bogoto.
A leader, an activist.
What's this
in her own right?
We have to take Wandela or Mandela woman.
Wumandla.
Wumandla.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She was basically that. You get what I'm saying? And then to find out Duguti, low key, or not even low key, high key, within all of the facade of success and hard work, and she was suffering from depression.
Man, man, man. Also one of the EFF fighters in her own right. I'm actually just reading her bio. So Rhodes SRC 2016, Miss Varsity Shield 2017-2018, KNM chairperson, Rhodes Independent Electoral Board member, and also a law student.
I understand. And yet you suffer from such a thing.
Yeah.
It's what we were talking about with the doctor as well the other day, Uti. Aside from all the levels of comfort or education or
success, or what is perceived as success.
At the end of the day, we're humans.
Yeah.
And that'll always be the rolling stone. That thing. If you lose a bit of or a sense of that humanity, you're fucked.
But here's the question. Because the story is so multifaceted and it's not one dimensional at all. Was she always depressed, or was the rape the trigger?
That's something now we'll never
know. Never know.
Get what I'm saying? Because those are the kind of questions you ask. Because even, I mean, when you go from May, when she was allegedly raped, until now, and you check her posts, those are not posts of a person who shows any signs of darkness or
anything. Depressed people don't show any signs. It's the funniest person in the group. It's the happiest.
You get what
it's
I'm
the
saying?
The richest.
So hence I'm saying, with you, even with that mask, as much as you can cloak it, At the end of the day, if you don't deal with your own inner demons as an individual, no matter how much makeup you put on, it will still come to dreads.
Could this have been prevented? Let's say depression is the core of it all. Could this...
So, you know why I was saying this is multifaceted, right? Because this woman is a Wamandla, Mbogoto.
Yes.
And she goes through such things. You could also find that she has that exterior of, I'm going to be judged, what are they going to think?
And I'm a leader.
Yes.
I'm an activist.
And so I need
this
to
can't
deal
be
with
happening
it.
To me.
Yeah, I need to deal. And so that deprives her from being able to open up and talk about it to other people.
She did open up to the university. Rhodes University knew very well what had happened to this girl.
At the time that it happened.
At the time that it happened. They knew of the rape. She had reported the rape.
So now no support.
They have subsequently suspended the alleged rapist.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, after a car accident, you need to still deal with the victim.
Yeah.
We also have the other element where people, in their ignorance, of course, go, but they were dating. How can your boyfriend rape you, sissy? What's happening?
Now you understand the
dynamic she's dealing with. It's just so much because there's just a lot happening.
And you feel alone because your title does not allow you
to
show weakness.
Yeah.
So
tragic
that got me thinking, how many of our people, and like aside from on a teenage level or adult, young adult level, like our big corporates, like our CEOs, our parents at home, how many of those people are suffering through this
undiagnosed
and have to pretend because
I think about it a lot. Yes,
Uguti, they must be a symbol of strength, a symbol of
You don't even know what this illness is. You don't know.
Yeah,
you're not educated enough to understand. You don't know what this is that's happening to you. Why do I feel so hopeless?
Yes.
Because there's moments of sadness in all of our lives. There are moments you go through moments where you take an L and you're disappointed. You didn't get the job. You didn't get the gig.
And those are short.
Those are
moments.
Short. And that's the difference between depression and just deep sadness. Deep sadness passes, gets better. But with depression, it's a consistent feeling of sadness.
Yeah.
Just imagine being sad. You go to bed. No amount of food. You know, some people eat to make them feel
alcohol,
better.
No amount
of liquor.
Interactions with people.
Drugs.
Nothing.
And momentarily, yes. When you're induced, yes. Yeah. When you're drunk for that 5 seconds,
you get numb.
Cool. You don't feel. When you're on drugs and you shoot up heroin and you're doing cocaine, cool, for those few hours, man, I finally feel alive and I can actually get through this. And then bam.
And you have the bravery. Like, you know how brave, like how much guts it takes to say, I'm gonna post about it
and take my guys
and actually go through with it.
I can't imagine the anxiety. that poor girl was going through. Were you like, you know, I'm gonna post it, ne?
And it's a rap.
And it's even a header on Twitter. Like, so you can, you'll never forget this woman.
So that's another thing was
brave act. And she was so young, guys.
Dude.
95, baby.
Absolutely.
We need to take better care of the people we invite in our lives as like partners.
Yeah.
And as partners, we also have a role to take care of our partners, like our role towards them.
Yes.
Because, I mean, a simple act, because he could have said in his, the boyfriend's mind, he could have thought, no, but it's not rape. You know, in his mind, because we're dating, he's like, I'm not raping you.
Yeah.
He took it lightly. And that one act, months later, led to somebody taking their life.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So we need to take it from all levels. Dating, fucking corporate, fucking whatever.
Yeah, I think we need to be very, very cognizant and aware of other people. And,
because it seems to be a trend now. People are just dropping and, like, I mean, almost every week there's a death case similar of a similar nature. So clearly this is something that
depression
is that is coming about.
Is depression tonight the number one cause of suicide and the only cause of suicide? I do not think so.
Not the only
I think that sometimes you are triggered in an instant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm annoyed, I don't want to do this anymore. Pa. Let's wrap it up. I don't think you're necessarily depressed all the time when you take your life. It wasn't a long thought out depression. I think it's triggers, like we mentioned this on the
sometimes
last show.
Sometimes it's also fear. You know, some people's fear gets to that point, like telling my mother now that I am positive.
Yes. I failed at school.
It's, like your friend.
Yes, yes, it's those things.
It's those little things. But I do I'm starting to get or to be corrected. I'll check it out. But I do maybe believe that depression could be the number one.
Yes, definitely.
Over and above. Because those small...
Because no one wants to live in sadness, bruh. Let's be practical about it. Imagine being sad every day of your life. There's a party. It's your birthday. Yeah. You're sad.
Dude.
The sun is shining.
You are sad.
You're sad. There's a cake. I love cake. Cake makes me happy. But I'm sad.
It's a deep...
Guys, please, man. When food doesn't excite me any longer,
you
know,
then we know.
Know that I'm going through the utmost.
So yeah, just a word of caution to our listeners and to the friends of our listeners. This shit is real.
Mm.
Take care in your relationships. Mm. The signs are there. You once said it with Karabo.
Mm-hmm.
The signs are there.
Mm-hmm.
We are now seeing with two separate things from different age groups,
mm-hmm.
but well accomplished. The doctor and now Kensani.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the amount of successes. Help those who are also in the position of power, because they also need a listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craig said it the other day that because they are now there, people tend to see them differently and cannot relate to them anymore. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Relate to them, those people, as human beings, because they won't come to you and say, treat me like a peer. You know? So let's be cognizant and let's, I don't know, man, let's just take care of each other and our loved ones.
I think because I'm not a psychologist or haven't experienced a serious like version of depression or anything like that, I'm completely numb when it comes to this type of stuff. I try to sympathize, but my idea of it is that I have a choice every day to look at my life in a good space or in a bad space.
Absolutely.
Every day I wake up, I can decide to go back to my childhood and relive those memories.
Absolutely.
Or I can wake up,
or you can
take a
forward.
Shower, go to Urban Culture Drive and slay.
Yes.
I can wake up and feel like I'll never get my PhD.
Yes.
Or I can wake up, start typing, and talk to a couple of people to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I can decide I want work or I don't want work. It's like every day that you wake up, and Lyra said it so perfectly in one of her albums, to say, I decide, I wake up and I decide, I choose what I want, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what motivates me. I don't know about other people. I cannot say, but I wake up and I choose.
Yes.
You know?
I must agree with you that some, you know, you have the power in the end, how you handle situations. We can't control what happens to us.
Yes.
And the circumstances that
we're react.
But we can control how we handle situations. And I think there's power in taking control.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, it gets worse, my experience, when you start looking at how many things you don't have versus the things you have.
Exactly.
How many good is that?
Exactly.
How much and how much bad? It's just like you, I'm looking and I'm like, yeah, but I cannot, but actually I have, you know what I mean? So the moment you start to, as cliche as it may sound, counting your blessings, it just changes perspective.
Absolutely.
You know?
So I always say, yeah, go ahead.
It's literally for me, small things like that.
Yeah.
And I just escalate them all the time in different aspects of life because we cannot always have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
All I'm saying is some people don't have the choice.
Yes. And yes, very much so. And that's why
we should play our role to remind them.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Some people don't see the light.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying I don't even want to imagine being in that state of darkness and sadness and anxiety.
And not seeing
because
those choices.
Obviously, these people are suffering. It's an illness. No one wants to be like that. You understand what I'm saying? So it must be...
For what it's worth, the least we can do is be human, guys.
Yeah.
And you know, just continue sharing and giving our life.
And also maybe just be kind.
Yeah, be kind. It doesn't, you know what? The sad thing is, we are all caught up in it's my world, and we all run around and we walk around this world only focused on
our
us.
Issues,
and we forget that there's other people that a simple hello could change. Just those bare minimums. I'm not saying we psychologists will help you, but maybe a simple conversation can help someone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just one of those things.
Cliche as it may be, honestly, let's just do our little bits because clearly signs are showing that this is a fucking issue.
It is an issue here.
And across all ages.
Do you think we're just taking it a little more serious? Has it always been an issue? And now we're just at the forefront. We have social media to tell us about a new story every day.
I was going there. I think it's always been an issue, but now because we can easily access that information, we're seeing how big of an issue it is. Because every second week, somebody is saying something about someone, and from all ages, it doesn't have a barrier.
Actually, this weekend I watched a documentary on this girl, Audrey Pott. And so she's 15 years old.
Yeah,
she goes to a house party. Everyone's drinking at the house party.
Yeah,
getting lit. She's drinking. It's probably her first time drinking. She gets really drunk. At this point, her friends leave, right? So, but her friends, you know, you're 15, you don't know how to handle this. So her friends are like, you know, let's go. Audrey doesn't want to go. So they leave because they didn't drink at all.
Yeah.
You know? Audrey wakes up the next day. She's got, you know, markings all over her body. People had written stuff all over her body. She wakes up in this random bed. She doesn't know where she's at. Anyway, story goes on. She then goes home, obviously realizes that she was raped at the time.
And gang rape, probably.
Yes. Yes, actually, it turned out. So then the story is that three boys at the party had gang raped her and proceeded to write like derogatory shit on like her body. Like, you whore, blah, 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 blah. They started rotating the images. So they started sending it to the school. And everyone at the school would we started to pick up on this. This happened in a space of literally 5 days. So
Saturday,
day one, you wake up not knowing what just happened, but you know something happened. Social media takes over. Everyone knows. There's pictures that have been leaked. And on the fifth day, you take your life.
She just couldn't.
So that was 5 days. So you're telling. So do you understand when I say something triggers? Sometimes it's just a quick trigger.
It's that amount of pressure
anxiety,
that you feel you cannot live with this.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So it is an issue, guys. Let's be mindful on how we speak to other people. Mm-hmm. Like simple things. Because we cannot be losing academics, fucking professors, and student leaders to the same shit and we take it lightly. Even 9 year olds we're losing. And we're taking it like
that. Let me understand this. So you're saying that we need to be kind to others?
No, I'm saying
be cognizant of people's feelings.
Because like in this Joburg jungle that we live in, we end up forgetting that there are other people in our existence.
I get that.
You get what I'm saying? All I'm saying is let's remember that we're not the only ones here.
Obviously, people cannot live in isolation. But what I want to understand is
do.
No, but not everyone. You can't live in isolation.
Dude, how many
general?
People greet you when you walk down the street? Versus when you grew up in the hood.
No, let me continue my point. Let me continue what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was saying is that I understand the fact that, you know, you have to be nice and cognizant too. But sometimes you are just not in the mood to be nice. And as much as I can say that you can be nice, you're this amazing person, but sometimes you are just not in the right space.
Absolutely.
You cannot be patient with everybody. Unfortunately,
absolutely.
You cannot carry
I'm
the world on
walk
you.
Up every day, Craig, and
I agree.
Roses and
it's
moonshine.
Impossible.
It's impossible. Mm. But I'm saying for the better part of your existence, play your role.
Absolutely.
Amongst other humans. I'm not saying go out there and be an ambassador.
No, we can't save the world.
Happy smiles and and whatnot. I mean, even Mentos itself is trying to, you know, trying but to create that little bit of change.
I think what you're trying to say is don't kick a dog when it's down. Sometimes you know that someone's going through something, but be then you put in that final jab. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know someone's going through most, maybe someone's going through divorce at work. There's no need to be unnecessary type thing.
So just your drama. Be cognizant. And I mean, sometimes even you are having a bad day, right? But you can see that Candice is most probably having more of a bad day than me. It doesn't hurt for you to come out of your comfort zone of having a bad day and saying, yo, what's up? Maybe you could help each other.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying walk around and paint rose, what? Paint the town red and spread rainbows and sunshine, but just play that small bit of.
Yeah, be conscious.
Yeah, true.
Because we get lost in our day to day. I'm just in my zone.
And you know what, guys? Imagine someone leaving a suicide note, hey? And like your name is there.
Oh.
They're like, no, let's just say, like, let's say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a fight with a colleague at work.
Or you dated that person.
And you just push them over the edge. And then they find the note and your name is there. Like, you know, so I went to work. Candice was mean and that was my trigger.
You feel like shit, bro. I once had a close encounter with a suicide attempt. Mm-hmm. My friend, this was back in high school. My friend calls me up, a female friend calls me up after, was it, I think, a year of not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the day she calls me up, she's telling me, what, dude, goodbye. Now I'm struggling to call her parents, I'm struggling to call her brother to tell them, what, that person is in the house and she's planning to do this.
Yes.
So like, now imagine you finding that your name is actually on the letter. You are part of
tense. It's tense.
It really is too much. So, like I said, Craig, let's just take cognizance and take care of other people, man.
Urban Culture Drive.
But on a light note.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I was just about to. I can't do heavy. I'm not that guy.
But I must say that conversation was very draining. Emotionally, I'm already drained now.
Yeah. I can't.
But we can't speak about heavy things and with a happy tone. Heavy things with a happy tone. Or can you?
No, you know what? I feel
and
like.
And they need to be said at times.
I feel like sometimes, you know, it's about perspective. Like giving like if you end up on a happier note, then I would understand. You start depro, then you say, you know what? Actually, there are people that I face, that have faced this, and they've survived. Then I'd be like, okay, at least. But you know, when you go on that tangent, I also, and I've heard a couple of talks like that, and there are some people that end with this amazing story at the end. So I was like, kind of hoping you guys
would. Someone would come with that you know what comeback saying, story.
The amazing story is us. Let's play our part.
All right.
That's what I want to say.
All right, okay. But anyway, it's also I'm an emotional cripple, so.
Deficiencies.
That's the problem. That's why I don't want kids. Maybe I should get a cat. You know, cats are less.
Get a pet.
Get a pet. You know, I'll. You know, because I'm.
Plant.
Don't take a. Don't get a cat, bruh. Get a dog.
But a dog wants too much attention, and sometimes I'm too selfish.
Okay, cool.
You see.
Yeah. Okay. So and cats, can chill by themselves.
True.
Get a plant because now the cat's gonna be lost.
Plants gonna die. I forget to water that thing very quickly.
And you remember to feed the cat.
No, the cat.
The cats are independent.
You just put the shandies there for the cats.
They're very independent.
Imagine Kid Craig's cat walking around the William there, being independent.
Being a hoe.
Being a hoe.
See, he's exposing where I live now. All this talk is. Oh my God.
It's like, blunder.
If I told everybody to put my maraba start, how are you going to feel?
Hey, it's home, Maba. You cannot deny your roots. I say it proudly and I say I moved out of maraba start.
Yeah, true.
Tough. But yeah, we're still on the Urban Culture Drive.
We are very much. Catch us on the socials, guys. We're at Urban Culture Drive.
Hashtag Urban Hashtag Culture Drive.
On all the socials, ne?
Yeah, all the platforms.
And actually engage with us, guys. But do you guys not have data? Like, I feel like engage. Yeah.
Talk
we're
to
fun.
Us.
We'll respond.
Yes. Until then.
This is CliffCentral.com.